Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you'd like on live radio. It's Mark
and Daryl.
855-450-FREE. And what we've been talking about all evening is this story out of Athens, Georgia, where a father comes home to hear his daughter, he thinks, maybe speaking on the speakerphone in the shower or something.
Well, he hears two voices coming from the bathroom.
Right.
And he's thinking, well, maybe she's talking on her phone and she has it on speaker.
Yep. And I imagine the more he listened, the larger he came to the conclusion that perhaps he was what he was hearing was, in fact, his daughter in the shower with her boyfriend, which appears to have been the case.
And so he decided to have a seat on the couch in the living room.
Yes. And now, the one thing we know is that these two people were under the age of 18.
Yes.
Now, in Georgia, if you're 16 or over, you're legally allowed to have sex. Not that I think that that means that everybody who's over the age of 16 is and legally allowed to have sex should be able to have sex in my house. I think that one has the right to disallow one's children from having sex in their house if that's what they wish. But he went. What he did in this circumstance is he pushed past his daughter and apparently gave her a small injury. It didn't sound very. It didn't sound life threatening to me.
She had a red eye, yeah, according to the police report.
Yep, I'm willing to sort of brush that off. And he pounded on this young man, and then called the police, and the police arrested him, basically for like child abuse and stuff. I consider this more of a simple assault,
yes,
situation. But I think that it brings up the larger issue of just how stuck we are on the idea that it's okay for fathers to petrify, terrify, threaten the dates of their daughters. Exactly what are you trying to achieve when you do this? Because clearly you achieve a world where this guy thinks it's okay to beat up on her daughter's boyfriend.
Well, I had the bejesus scared out of me by the girl's dads that I dated, and so I'm going to do it, too.
Some people tried to do that to me.
So it's the whole, you know, system of whatever.
Some people tried to do that to me when I was a young man, and I really got to say, you know, this is just hazing. It's just more hazing, and that stuff doesn't work. It's not good. It doesn't create good relationships. I want to have a good relationship with the person who my child thinks is good enough to date and be with. And if you, I think that this, it causes secrecy, these situations, and I don't want to have secrets from my kid, or I want to have as few secrets as possible, because that way I can make better decisions on how to, on what sort of advice I give. I think you should be telling your kids to use protection to avoid pregnancy and social diseases, as opposed to trying to scare them into what you consider the right behavior is. Because here's a surprise for you. They're going to have sex at some point. And if it's okay to beat this kid up when he's 16 or 17 in your house because he's violating the sanctity of your house, then it should be okay to beat him up if your daughter's 22 living at home and he violates the sanctity of your house. At what age can my father-in-law, I'm married to my wife, father-in-law, when I stay over at his house and stay in, you know, the guest room, is it okay for him to kick in the door and beat me up because I'm having sex with his daughter? Because that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy talk. Let's go talk to, instead of hearing me ramble, let's talk to Matt in Minnesota. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for holding.
How's it going this evening, gentlemen?
All's well, sir.
I couldn't agree with you guys more. What really gets me is they'll consider, you know, say he was 17. They'll consider him a kid in this instance. And then if it was something that had to do with a free speech at school, they'd be like, well, he's almost an adult. It's like you can't have it both ways.
Oh, and interestingly, as certain crimes, if he commits crimes, he'll probably be adjudicated as an adult because he, quote-unquote, committed an adult crime.
Right.
And I don't understand how a juvenile can commit an adult crime or how an adult can commit a juvenile crime. It doesn't make any sense to me. If I go out and spray paint on the side of somebody's business, I'm 43, am I going to be charged as a juvenile? Well,
no.
Hell no. It's ridiculous. And so, you know, a 17-year-old shouldn't be charged as an adult. I guess, if you're going to have juvenile crimes.
And like you guys were talking about, you know, the dad cleaning the gun. When I picked my wife up, well, she wasn't my wife at that point, but when we went out on our first date, her brother, because her dad had passed away, was cleaning a little .22 pistol. Uh-huh. And he goes, sit down. I go, oh, that's a nice gun. I go, do you want to see mine? He looks at me. I go, I have a concealed weapons permit.
So yeah, there you go. Take a look.
I show him my .45. I go, here's mine. I go, mine's bigger. And I just, he just started laughing his ass off. He's like, you're all right with the, you know, pretty much how our first conversation went.
Yeah, this is an interesting, thing to point out is here's one of these situations, the intimidating of the date. I guess it's to show that we here have value in our women folk. Well, who the hell didn't think you had that? What kind of barbarians do you think you're dealing with here? Do you think your sister is such a mouth-breathing moron that she's dragging in somebody that didn't show that she had value in her, that you had to clean a gun in front of them? And you clearly had so much value that you later on went on and married her. And you know what? You probably treated all the women that you dated prior to her. I am assuming you dated at least one. Prior to her, you probably treated them well too.
Yep. Exactly. I don't know. It's just this is another instance of just BS in the news media. I mean,
Matt, how old were you when this happened? By the way,
I was 26.
There you go. Yeah, I mean,
and my wife was just about to turn. Well, when I picked her up, we first started dating. She was 19.
There you go. Yeah, I suppose that they're probably thinking that there's an age difference here. Well, you're gonna have to stop this from happening. Oh God. Yeah. So those 7 years, they couldn't possibly have anything to talk about. There's 7 years difference.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Pulled the trigger too fast on him. Pulled the trigger.
Why are you pulling triggers on, 27-year-olds?
Indeed. Jim, calling from Missouri. Listen to KSIS. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well.
What's on your mind?
Boy, what a generation difference there is when I was brought up.
Yeah, what was it like for you?
Well, let's turn to you. You have a child.
I do. He's six.
All right. Up at this time, it's been your responsibility to feed him, feed he's clean.
I'm trying to get him to do that crap, but yeah.
That's your responsibility.
It's a lifelong work.
Okay.
Yes.
Now he gets to be 12. He's still your responsibility.
Legally,
you don't
sure.
hand him a yep. box of matches and let him play with them.
Probably not in the house.
Well, that's our, I'm glad you said house. Okay. Now, we established that. Now, when they get to be 17, 18, they're living in your house. You have certain values in your house. You should be living those values so that they don't look at you like a hypocrite.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
Now, if you got values in their house and they're living under your roof, they know what you expect.
Now, assuming that there's good communication.
Yeah, there's probably. I think they do.
Okay. Now they may do things outside the house that you don't know. I found out my kids have done some things I didn't know, but they respected me. They didn't defile my house. Now, a person 17, 18 years old, their mind has not fully developed, and you put out another figure up to in the 30s, I think you said something like that.
Jim, I'm going to have to bring you back because I know you're getting to something here and I want to hear it. So please hold the line. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Sounds like Jim's got the conservative values.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bothell here for Midas Resources. Today, March 28, 2014, gold opened at $1,290.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,337.76, $668.88 for a half ounce, or $334.44 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,337.76. $668.88 and $334.44.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 3733 for those of you who don't have the letters on your phone. That's 855-453-733. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
and you can call in and talk about whatever you want. But we've been talking about a situation where a father comes home, catches the daughter in the shower with a young man, and beats the bejesus out of that young man. And we've had answers all across the board here from people who, agree with a more sort of liberal mindset in child rearing, I suppose, is the way one could say it, to ones that are more conservative. Jim, who is on the line here, thankfully is a very reasonable individual who appears to be representing the conservative side, and I'm delighted that he called in. We'll get to him in just one moment, but I want to tell you about blockchain.info. Because blockchain is it's an online Bitcoin wallet, and you have to have a wallet to possess Bitcoins.
Yes, and I use blockchain, Mark. I'm fairly certain you do well. And it's probably the most important Bitcoin site on the internet.
Yeah,
blockchain.info has, among a legion of other tools, the best online wallet. It interfaces with an Android app, and thanks to fancy encryption techniques, on blockchain.info, the FBI, and even the NSA never has access to your money.
Neither does blockchain, because it's, they never possess it. I wonder if I've what I've got turned on here. Someone coughed.
And take care of that. They actually have no way of knowing necessarily how much money you do have in your wallets. And if you're careful, they don't know how much you are sending or receiving. The blockchain.info wallet even has tools to easily send or receive your bitcoins anonymously. It's time for you to join the millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. And while they don't have an app for BlackBerry or the Apple, you can still access blockchain.info using the browser on any smartphone.
That's true. Let's get back to Jim calling in from Sedalia. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're talking your kids may have done some things.
Is Van Darrell?
This is Daryl, yes.
No, there's Mark.
Mark
and Daryl.
I'm Mark.
I'm Daryl.
Okay. Well, let's establish this. You agree that you're responsible for this child to see he's fed and clothed and go to school up until a certain grade.
Yes, sir.
And you expect him to abide by certain things.
I do.
Okay. Supposing he rebels and he goes out on his own.
Leaves the house.
Out there for a while, and he gets hungry. And he comes back.
Yeah.
And he has picked up a habit of drinking.
Okay.
Say he's 26.
All right.
He comes in at all hours of the night drunk. How long are you going to put up with that?
Not too long.
I wouldn't think so.
But one thing I'd have to weigh for myself, Jim, I really have to weigh is that, if when he's 26, I still care, right? I've only got one, and I care a lot. And I know that, alcohol's a devious drug, and people end up in terrible situations. If he's at home, then he's generally better off than elsewhere. But at some point or another, Jim, you're right. I'm going to be like, I just can't live this way.
Okay. So regardless of their age, if they're going to be underneath your roof, there are certain responsibilities.
Agreed.
Okay. Now, to me, to tell a daughter that it's okay to have sex in home because it's cleaner than in the back seat of a car or somewhere.
You get ticks and chiggers in the woods.
It's somewhat of a tacit endorsement.
I see what you're saying, and I do. I mean,
tell her that you don't approve of it. You expect her to not engage in this, that she could end up pregnant and not be able to go to school and be labor the rest of her life. That's your responsibility.
I agree with you.
Endorsement to
I don't think it's an endorsement. And here's the reason, Jim, is because what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a conversation. I don't have a daughter, but I'm going to still have the conversation with my son about protection and avoiding pregnancy. I consider that to be a really big deal. Pregnancy is a big deal. And further, what concerns me greatly is that I want to have a truthful relationship with my child. And I know the more things that I'll disallow him from doing, the more likely he is to tell me a story. And this is at 6, and you know it doesn't change, Jim. It sounds to me like you've had several, and you've been lied to a few times. And I just want to get lied to as little as possible. I was raised the way you're talking about. I lied to my parents a lot, and it resulted in some very bad things for me in my life. And if I would have had a relationship where I could have talked to my parents more plainly, I probably would have had – I would certainly had a different life.
Well, let me say this. I don't doubt that my kids lied to me. I know they have, but it wasn't profuse. The youngest one now is 55, very successful. All my kids are successful. And they knew what I expected, and they honored my respect. They didn't defile my home. And again, to tell them how to protect themselves, I think that's something the mother and daughter ought to have a talk with. But
Jim, I can totally appreciate your position. I really do thank you for the call this evening. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Richard calling in from Bozeman. Richard, you're
on Free Talk. Hello, this is Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Yes, I wanted to say that, I view this situation as another example of how women are viewed as property.
Almost.
That guy felt his property was violated, and he was justified in beating up this kid.
It could be. I can't say exactly what this guy was thinking, because there's a lot of this being said about my house, my rules, violation and sanctity.
Yeah.
And I certainly have some kind of empathy for that position. But there's another attitude out there.
You've said is just that doesn't allow him to physically assault somebody.
No.
Because that is assault. That's a crime.
Yep.
And here's a question some people should think about, because other people said it's like, well, what if his stepdaughter came out with a girl? It's like, well, what if it was his stepson and he came out with another boy? Who would he beat up then?
I imagine the beatings would be pretty profuse and long-lasting at that point.
Yeah. But no, it is. It's kind of it's an example of how a lot of people still view women as property, and here's a story. It's like, I had a friend that was fairly persuasive and successful, and a lot of people would say, that guy stole my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And my reply was, how much did you buy your girlfriend for?
It's exactly the right answer. Yeah, it's a great point, Richard.
You can't steal something you don't own.
Indeed. You don't own it. You don't own her. It's not, you don't own her or anything about her. 855 450 free talk live. I see a little bit of that in this situation. I don't know for sure. 855 450 free.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but, you know, frankly, the last 2.5 hours have been about this story out of Athens, Georgia, where this fella comes home, finds his daughter in the shower with her, I guess her boyfriend, let's assume. She's not just cycling these guys in daily or something like that. And beats
the article said boyfriend.
Okay. Beats the heck. Well, he's a friend. He's male, right? Beats the heck out of this kid. And he got charged for it. But it's an interesting story nonetheless, and I think that what it speaks to, in my opinion, is this sort of societal attitude that it is okay to threaten the young men that date our young ladies. I don't think it is. Further, I think that there's this weird thing about dads and stuff. I was 33 when I married my wife, maybe 32 when I met her. I can't remember exactly. I don't have the numbers exactly. Somewhere in my early 30s. And she's 2.5 years older than I am. Somebody asked me what it was like when I asked her father for her hand in marriage. Like, what, are you crazy?
What?
I didn't ask your father for her hand in marriage?
Go to the retirement home and Mr. Sir.
But I mean, it's I saw no reason to ask this man this question. He's very nice. I like him lots. I probably wouldn't get married to somebody who I didn't like their family. Hopefully, maybe. I don't know. At least things have worked out well for me. But ask him if I can marry his daughter? I didn't even let him know. She's a grown woman. She's 35 years old. She can make her own mind up. Ridiculous. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Your opinion is certainly welcome on these subjects. Let's go to Corey calling in from Georgia, listening on TuneIn app. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Not much. First of all, I wanted to say I'm glad to hear you're feeling better. You sounded terrible earlier in the week.
Yeah, so, I really wanted to be on the show, but I didn't sound good at all.
Yeah, I know.
I still don't sound great.
the problem that I see here, and I kind of see a common ground between you and Jim, is that people don't invest the time that's needed with children and in relationships.
I agree with you.
And when things like this happen, they don't know how to handle it, I think. I mean, I saw a lot of my friends growing up whose parents didn't invest the time into their children's lives, and then when they didn't get the results that they expected out of their children, even though they hadn't invested the time in them, they ended up going off the handle on their children, you know?
Yep. Because it's a full-time job. And the impression I got from Jim when he called in is that he is the kind of guy that took the time. Now, he had a conservative viewpoint on these things, but that he had, you know, he spent the time and energy every single day because there's no breaks when it comes to raising kids. It's an 18-year job, 24 on.
And it's a continuous process. It's not you turn around one day and talk to your child about the birds and the bees, or you'll turn around one day and talk about the evils of drugs one day. It's a continual process of, okay, you need to act responsibly in your life. These are responsible things you can do. You know, my parents, they were cool with a lot of things, you know, but they always stressed being responsible, you know. And that was the main thing they focused on. But I also wanted to, I think I've told you about my work with gender and country music. But your point about men thinking that they own women, or was the last caller brought it up, but there's actually a lot of country songs that talk about that, as far as being overprotective of daughters and not for sons. If you think about the song Wake Up Little Susie, it's actually talking about Wake Up Little Susie, what are we going to tell your mom, what are we going to tell your pa? It's not
doesn't say anything about his parents.
Exactly.
What are we going to say when our friends say "ooh la la"? I don't know exactly what that part's all about. I think that's just social engineering, trying to imagine that your friends would say this or that. Yeah. But I've actually fallen asleep in a car with a young lady. Now we didn't end up too terribly.
Not
late.
While you were driving, I hope.
No, I was at a drive-in. They still existed, but we both fell asleep.
Yeah. But that's the thing about it. But we showed a video in class last week about misogyny in popular culture. And, you know, next week I'm getting a lecture on misogyny and violence in country music. And the bigger issue to me is not that violence towards women happens in pop media, like music and things, but the extreme the amount to which it happens in media altogether, violence towards men, especially men against men, you know.
The women against men in country music's been really a big deal over the last decade. There's been a lot of that, and I think this is a bad thing too. This lady thinking she can key up some dude's truck because he cheated on her, kill their the ex husband, and the whole variety of things.
But yeah, there's research that's been done on the Southern culture of honor and things like that.
That's interesting.
They feel that they've been dishonored or whatever. They fly out the handle and get into fights and violence. And that's kind of my issue with it is that, you know, in the South, I mean, one of the worst things you could possibly do is to hit a woman. You know, you're told that. But if it's violence against a man, it is just like second nature. I mean, it's defend yourself and even against verbal things. So it's craziness. And just wish people would just get along.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
You sound a lot better.
Thank you. You sound great. What's on your mind?
I completely agree with everything you've said so far. And you know, I agree also with this idea.
You sound like a genius, sir.
I'm amazed listening to Stefan Molyneux's show how often the parents just don't know how to, you know, how to raise the kids. And then when a disaster happens, something, they don't know what to do.
Well, I don't think anybody's prepared for child rearing. It's a job that no one knows how to do. And it's always amusing to me when people talk about how good they are at it. I'd really love to know more about their lives.
Well, and then what would also be interesting to ask the child, how good are your parents?
I imagine that they're the only parents they know.
Right, but
I'd like to know decades later.
My best friend growing up had great parents, and to some extent, they helped raise me because of, you know, things in my life. I didn't ever actually live with them, but I was over at their house enough to where they were very influential in the way I was raised. So I would say that my friend had better parents than what I had. Not that my dad was a horrible father, but
some people are better at it than others.
You know, they were much better at being parents.
Nathan?
As much as it's interesting to agree, I think it's more interesting for radio if we disagree. So I have a topic that we might disagree on.
Okay.
When you mentioned that shelter earlier, what was it called?
The 100-night shelter.
Yeah. So I was thinking. I was thinking along the lines of, in a free society, how would things like science and technology be funded? And would you personally be willing to contribute a commensurable amount to that as to what you're paying for the charity? And I'm assuming that it would be a kind of public thing in the sense that, you know, the invention of the transistor benefited everyone. It didn't just benefit a few companies.
Kickstarter has shown that technological innovations and other sorts of innovations can certainly be, funded by the free market and quite well. Would I be willing to? Here's my dark secret is, to some extent, I really don't even believe in charities at all. I do it because... Mm-hmm. For one, my wife likes it. I do it to sort of, be able to say, look, I fund these things. But what I really believe in is innovation. I believe that we would be best spent if we gave our charitable dollars to create innovation where people could have more things for less money.
Technology is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's precisely what I believe. I just think that to some extent you kind of have to give people a hamburger now and then until we get there. I guess that's what my thought process is. So we don't disagree, Nathan. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Well, I guess that's the telephone number's final segment. We might be able to squeeze you in. It's the live Saturday edition with Mark
and Daryl.
855-450-FREE. Wanna, real quick, if you've called in this evening, hey, maybe you want to hear your call. Or maybe you just didn't get the whole show, you want to get it, or you want to hear other shows in the past. We have the archives free for Free Talk Live going back for years.
Over 7 years.
It's in over 7 years. It's going back for years, and you can get the last 7 days right on the website. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you want anything older than that, you can search around, but you can go directly to archives.freetalklive.com, and that would take you there. And you can get all kinds of old episodes of Free Talk Live available to you for free. And, you know, we want you to listen to them, spread them around, do whatever. We don't charge for them like the other shows do. It's archives.freetalklive.com.
So during the last segment, we had a caller called in, asked about funding technology and science and charities absent government funding of these things. And one thing that didn't get brought up was funding for the arts. And there's this myth floating around that unless governments were giving money to art museums, they wouldn't exist. But when you actually look at the bottom line of most art museums, they get a small portion of their money from government grants and other sorts of government entities.
Well, NPR is a really great example. I've heard numbers from 2% to 12% of NPR's funding comes from the government. And in any of those cases, that means that they could just cut loose whatever government funding they have, period.
Right.
And just tell their listeners, we're completely listener-supported. Now you have to try more. They'd probably get more money if they just got rid of government funding.
And for art museums, I've heard that it's 25%. But most art museums don't charge you a cover fee. they're just, you know, open to the public. Walk on in and walk around.
A lot of times they'll tell you that there's a suggested donation, and then you have the option of giving that amount or not.
The Art Museum in Birmingham, Alabama, which is where I'm from, they would have a little donation box by the door. But there was nothing. It was like, you know, if you like the museum, drop a couple dollars. But they would occasionally have some of these traveling exhibits where they would charge. And I would gladly go and pay $15 to see the ruins from Pompeii or the terracotta soldiers, which I've seen both of.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've seen several of Da Vinci's notebooks. So do people would fund this stuff, absent government force.
Let's go to Charles, calling in from Charleston. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. And you didn't ask her father?
What's that? Oh, no, I did not ask my wife's father, his 35-year-old daughter, whether I could marry her.
I'm sorry. That seems so arcane. Can I have your daughter? No, get the hell out of here.
Ugh. Yeah, if you give me some sheep.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, how many sheep is appropriate for a 35-year-old woman?
I could not tell you.
No, because based on the sort of traditions of where you give sheep, at 35, she is well over being an old maid.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
So maybe it's like, you know, a turtle dove.
Charles?
I think it's two turtle doves.
This could only go downhill from here. What's on your mind, Charles?
I don't know. You just... I'd like to beat that one cat to death there about a man beating up on a dude. Did you hear about the incident where a little 9-year-old girl had shaved her head?
Yep.
Because her friend had cancer and they expelled her from school.
That's right, and so she, her friend had cancer. She was getting chemotherapy, so she shaved her head to be in sort of solidarity with her friend. It was a violation of school rules. The school expelled her or suspended her or something.
Well, yeah, this is in Michigan, I think.
It was a private school.
Is that so?
Yeah. And they said that they would not let her parents re-enroll her for the next year, because they interpreted her act to be going against the gender assigned roles for a woman.
Are you okay?
Why are we assigning roles? How do we assign roles and stuff? It wasn't a private school.
I think that you've got the stories mixed up.
Okay, the story that I read.
There's another one of a gal, of a young, you know, she's a young girl who basically, she's a very, very much a tomboy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Okay.
Anyway.
Charles, let me get these. You get something else to say?
Yeah, but if she wore a wig, she could come back to school.
Hmm.
Well, I bought her a Sammy Hagar wig.
You're just trouble, Charles.
Or maybe an Al King wig, and took her to school and said, "Now here she is. Can you educate my child?"
Thanks for calling, Charles. That fella's just trouble. All right, yes. Let's go to Dana calling in from Grand Rapids. Dana, I just dropped Dana. I'm sorry, Dana. My apologies. Let's go to Fred. Fred, it's your lucky day, buddy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Fred. Hello, Fred.
In Charleston.
Yes, hello. Didn't understand you for a second. You guys have talked about Bitcoin a bit.
Yes, sir.
And I was looking into it and interested in trying it a little bit, you know, investing a little bit in it. And then the thing happened in Hong Kong. And
CEOs of one of the small exchanges committed suicide?
Yeah, well, and there was like a whole run on the exchange. It got taken over by hackers.
Yep.
So how secure do you feel that Bitcoin is?
Oh, Bitcoin in and of itself has never had a security problem. Websites get hacked all the time. Banks get robbed.
Right.
So I think that the best way, if you're going to put any kind of money into Bitcoin, is to do what they call offline storage, and you should look into, you know, offline storage or cold storage of Bitcoins and see how to go about doing that. I can't really give a tutorial on that online, but you'll be safe at that point.
And bank websites get hacked as well.
That's true. It does happen.
Right.
Call in with more Bitcoin questions later on. We're on 7 nights a week from 7 to 10. I want to get this last call in, and I sort of hung up on Dana. Thank you so much. Dana, my apologies. You're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I forgive you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what? I don't know which one of you said it, but you mentioned about asking for the hand in marriage.
Yes.
I didn't get married right out of high school either. It was after college, like, you know, later after grad school. And my father passed when I was young, when I was in grade school. But the first guy that proposed to me asked my mother for my hand in marriage when I was still young, you know, in undergraduate age. And her response was, her hand, if you're going to take her, take everything. But that was just... Yeah, isn't that great? Isn't that a great response? We have real sarcastic. All of our family members are. We love to laugh. But you know what? When I did get married, I was older, and I wasn't as old as you, but I was older, and nor was I as old as your wife. I wasn't in my mid-30s, but my fiance did go to then my stepfather because she had married once his kids were, you know, older, remarried. Many years after my dad died, but he did go to them and ask for their blessing. He said,
what'd you think about that?
Not married. What do I?
Oh, yeah, what'd you think about it? Said, at the time.
What did I? I was all part of that. I wanted that.
Okay, good.
Oh, absolutely. There is nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just not what I was going to do.
No, right, and that's okay. I understand because you were older, but I wasn't much younger than you guys after school and, you know, working for a while, so I wasn't as old as you, but I was older. I was on my own, but the thing is, you know, sometimes on your show, on many shows, just people's norms, you know, nowadays, maybe if we acted a little bit more like we did maybe in our parents' generation, we wouldn't have all the issues we have.
Oh, they had issues, Dana. The same issues were...
It wasn't... No, you guys, it was never... There's never so much violence and hatred and disrespect of each other.
You know, I can't speak to the 50s, but I can tell you that the violence now is lower than it was in the 60s. So,
my parents... My parents didn't grow up in the 50s.
Yeah,
and not
I couldn't
that
say.
Old.
I mean, I can't look back that far because there's just not statistics on it. Dana, thank you so much for the call. Everybody,
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Drive safe. Don't drink and drive. It's been Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Free Talk Live.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
In every age, technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.